producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, you know, you just better do that today because today is a holiday. Did you realize that, Nathan? Nathan and I didn't realize it's a holiday for obvious reasons. We are both here. Nathan has been here since before it was a holiday. He was here before midnight. But and you may be saying, oh, my gosh, she lost another producer. Was she the Murphy Brown of broadcasters? Nay, nay. Shane still loves us, I think. But Shane, you know, Shane's five-year-old had a birthday party when he became five. Actually, they had the party. I think the kid, I think his birthday was on was Friday, but they had the party over the weekend. And so I just think he had too much birthday cake. But apparently the official diagnosis is you give your kids presents for his birthday, he gives you staff for
friends.
There you go. Yeah, they're how viruses. That's the thing about kids when they start school. They share all the little viruses and bacteria with their parents. Yay! So, yeah, that's what... Do you have kids, Nathan?
Yeah, I've got a daughter.
That enthusiasm is just... I know you've been awake a while. How old is your daughter?
She's 7 and a half.
Well, so she...
I don't have her with me often enough for me
to get sick.
Blessed with all of the friendly... friends that she brings home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All those little fun bugs that you get. My mother actually, when I was two, they decided to take my tonsils out, which they don't do anymore, which is a very good idea. And my mom decided for some reason to have her tonsils out at the same time. And of course, like 3 hours after the surgery, I'm up bouncing around saying, ice cream, ice cream. And my mother's sick as a dog, so.
Yeah.
Different issues when you're a kid and when you're an adult. So today is a holiday. Today is Columbus Day, which means I get to tell this joke. I will probably tell each of the 3 hours just because I can only do it once a year. All right, are you ready for the joke?
Hit me.
Okay, you're sitting down, I assume. All right. Did you know that Columbus actually had four ships? We know about the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, right? The fourth one fell off the edge.
Oh.
You hate that joke. Everybody hates that joke. But it is so temporal. I mean, it's so kind of happening today.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Thanks. You just dislike intensely.
No, it's,
all right, you
it's
get the
a
phone.
Moderate. It's a moderate.
All right. You get the phone. I'll try and... There are people all over Radio Land going guffaw, guffaw. So there. I mean, folks, if I have to explain this, this is too bad. Remember all the maps at the time sort of looked like... that you fell off the edge of the earth, that the earth was square. Well, if you look out at the horizon, that makes some sense, right? You can't see around the curve. Thought I'd point that out. All right, so there we go. So that's my joke. And for those of you who listen to each of the 3 hours, you can repeat it along with me. Perhaps with extra tea or something or cider, it will sound better by the third time I tell it. I may give up. I may give up after the second time, but I'm clearly unbowed by Nathan's response. He's been awake for a long time. All right, so that was number one. Number two, well, I'll tell you, I guess my number two story for the weekend is I went to West Point to see Rice play Army, and guess who won? Yay, Rice did. It was raining. I said to everybody, it's going to stop raining at 11:31, and it did. Actually, it was about 11:32, but everybody thought I was a witch. That's with a W, so watch it. And I will tell you one other story, but the last story is sort of embarrassing, so I'll wait and tell you later in the program when I get my nerve up and Shane's, you know, recovered from the joke. 855-99-DR-JOY. Heather, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Heather.
Yes, hi. Say, this is a follow-up. You actually gave me some advice a couple months ago about going to my father's birthday party, and there was some issues that I had regarding... Anyway, you told me just to ignore everything and go as if... and just pretend. You taught me to pretend.
Well, stupid and cheerful is probably.
Yeah, be stupid and cheerful.
Stupid and cheerful.
And
yeah.
I told you on the air that your advice was brilliant. And I went. We went, and actually, it was brilliant. Because
oh, good. I was thought, you know, whenever you said, well, you said this, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Okay, your advice actually sucked. Okay.
No, it was brilliant. I have to say, I just went, sat down at the dinner, and my cousin actually went with me, and he sees, you know, the dysfunction in my family looks like I do.
Sure.
And so we sat there together, and everybody treated us as if, you know, there aren't these issues between us. And it went really well. And actually, it, you know, showed my children, because my children don't see what's going on, you know, that everything was supposedly normal sort of thing. But since then, I don't know if you recall, I told you I've had issues with my parent, my mother. I grew up with serious abuse from my mother. She's also kind of combined it with religiosity, so it was always cloaked in religion.
Yeah.
And my mother has been kind of brainwashing my girls the same way. And because I don't go to church, per se, and I'm not that kind of person, and I have a boyfriend, but somehow I'm bad. So she's kind of been teaching my children, or my girls anyway, that somehow I'm bad, and therefore a bad mother and a bad parent. And so she's been, you know, in any chance she gets, and usually what she'll do is she'll say, let's sit down and pray at the table, and then they'll pray for, let's pray for your mother type thing. And I'm actually probably, you know, the healthiest person in our family, because I've rejected, you know, the abuse I was brought up in, and so I don't go along. So I'm the scapegoat of the family.
All right, so let me get a little, before you go on a little bit, how old are your daughters?
Well, my daughter, since we spoke, turned 18, and my other daughter just turned 20 last week.
Okay, but honey, those are grown-up young women. And first of all, let me just, aside from your mother, at 18 and 20, those kids are very likely not going to, they're going to be critical of you no matter what, just because that's just the age. And I would say, you know, think about how you felt about your mom, except that's just such a loaded area that maybe not. But usually, you know, it's somewhere around our late 20s, early 30s at earliest is when we begin to take responsibility for our own life and stop blaming our parents for being whoever they were. So if your mother didn't exist, your daughters would very likely sort of, oh, Mom, I can't believe you're wearing that. You know,
right.
I mean, that's just, but, and look, I'm convinced that part of the function of my program is just to help people understand what's common, not even normal, what's common and what's not. And 18-year-old and 20-year-olds bad-mouthing their parents, especially daughters toward their mom, is absolutely coin of the realm. It's unusual when it doesn't happen. Every once in a while you hear someone saying, I'll tell you, one of my favorite perspectives is when I had a fairly active practice, and I saw a lot of adolescents, because at the time I went to school, they didn't have adolescent psychology. Dinosaurs were not roaming the earth, but adolescent psychology really wasn't. It either were a child psychologist or an adult psychologist. There was not really this whole sort of subfield of adolescence. And because I, you know, I didn't mind adolescents and everybody else hated them, I had a lot of adolescents in my practice. And the joke would be, if I had a nickel for every mom who came in and said, my kid and I are our best friends, she tells me everything, or he tells me everything, and a dime for every kid who came in and said, I don't tell my mom anything, I would be a very wealthy woman. Because it's just that parents have this unrealistic perception of what it is to be an adolescent, and all of us get sort of very forgetful. We really developed amnesia about who we were at the same age, because it wasn't a very nice time for most people. So what I'm saying is that an 18-year-old and a 20-year-old are going to be very able to make up their own mind about you. And what they very likely will feel at this moment is a certain amount of sneering disrespect. But that's just because they're 18 and 20, not necessarily because of your mom. What will happen in the next decade or so is each of them will come, and they will not necessarily come at the same rate or at the same point. to understand who you are and who you're not and make some peace with that. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about the current situation so you don't have to wait a decade for your stomach not to hurt. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's not only that it matters, but it's something that you actually can have some impact on. I know, don't use sentences to end a preposition with. But you get the point, that there's actually something you can do as opposed to just comment on or just gnash your teeth or even just celebrate. You can actually change things because you can change your own behavior. We're talking with Heather, who called me a while ago, and there was her dad's birthday party, and she was really feeling like boycotting it. And I said, don't do it. Just go and be stupid and cheerful. And she was happy with the advice at the time, and then it actually worked, because stupid and cheerful is perfect Teflon. Now, because it's very hard to combat. If somebody says, wow, you've really put on weight, what are your choices that moment? Say, wow, that's a really mean thing to say, at which point they're going to say, well, I was just being, I was just being honest, at which point you've got a war going on. But if you say, oh, you have such a great sense of humor, that's so clever, what are they going to say? That I was, I was kidding, or I wasn't kidding. You say, oh, you're so droll. You can keep this up forever. There's nothing somebody can do about it. The point being, if somebody wants to hurt your feelings, let them do the heavy lifting. Don't help. And stupid and cheerful really works very well as Teflon. And because you're being cheerful about it, there's no war. It's very hard to start a war with somebody who's just cheerful. Now, on your own life, you can be cheerful, but you can't be stupid. You got to pay attention to your own life. But we're talking about people who you feel are either consciously or unconsciously doing you harm. You don't have to go along with that. Stupid and cheerful really does work. So Heather found out it works. It's also fun to do because it puts you much more in control of the situation than you're going to be. Otherwise, you're just reactive, right? And granted, this is kind of a reaction, but it makes them have to do the heavy lifting, and that's a huge value, especially when it's something that doesn't feel very good. But Heather's saying, all right, well, beyond that, Mom has this notion that I don't run my life like she runs hers, and therefore I'm wicked, and therefore she has my daughters pray for me. And I'm saying, look, independent of who your mom is or who you are, that at 18 and 20, daughters think their moms are ridiculous or inappropriate or whatever, because they're going through that struggle of trying to find their own identity. So, but eventually your kids will figure it out. In the meantime, how often do the girls see your mom? Heather?
That's a dilemma, because since my daughter turned 18, my parents bought her a car to bribe her to move out of our home. So she actually moved in with my parents. And since then, I've gotten calls from the school because she's missed school. Her grades have plummeted. She's getting D's. She was an all-honor student. That's the dilemma, because I'm suffering as a parent because, geez, I was one of these parents who wanted her to get into Stanford and all of this stuff. I mean, I had her on a course to help her because she can't, she's dumb and stupid at 18 and doesn't realize that she's squandering all these opportunities by not. And so I feel like my parents don't care. I mean, they're in their late 80s, early 90s, and they just want someone to live with them. And my mom wants someone that she can convince, because I'm the scapegoat, that your mother's bad, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm seeing is my daughter, who has, her life has been negatively affected by moving in with them.
Well, but Heather, it's temporarily affected. And it sounds like what you want for your daughter may not have always been what she wanted for herself. And it may be that this is the time that she's going to take for herself. Certainly time with her grandparents is time that will be hard to replicate a decade from now, as opposed to getting into Stanford a decade from now. It's certainly likely that if she decides to go to community college for a couple of years, and maybe Stanford's not for her, maybe that she needs to start at a community college, or maybe she needs to go to UC Berkeley, or whatever it is that works for her, as opposed to for you. But in a decade, the likelihood of your folks being around isn't high, and so maybe this is where she needs to be right now. Maybe this is where she needs to feel that she's the most important person. And as you know, I do you have brothers and sisters? I know you have a cousin. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I do, but they're quite a bit older. They're like 10 years older than me.
Okay. Think about how, well, so, and there's only 2 years between your daughters.
Right.
If your family pattern follows the average, then your oldest daughter is the overachiever. She's always done well in school.
Well, I have four children. I have two boys that are actually doing really well, and these are my two youngest.
Okay. So how does the older daughter, how does the 21-year-old stack up against the 18-year-old?
Yeah, my two oldest are boys, and actually right. they're the high. My oldest is the high achiever, and then he
okay.
several languages and has a career in Seattle. And my second one is in electrical engineering. And
okay.
my two girls seem to be struggling, and I think that's partly because I left their father when they were really young, and they really didn't have a father. And I think fathers have a huge impact well, on daughters, and I've been their only parent.
So, well, why is their father not staying involved with them?
Well, he had a Supreme Court rule that he couldn't. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. He was very. It was kind of like an O.J. Simpson case, and I won a landmark case and got his visitation reviews reversed because the guardian ad litem. There was tremendous amount of abuse and. My therapist attributed that because my mother was abusive to me, and that's what I knew as love. And so I married somebody who was abusive, and so I determined that I was going to break the cycle with my children. So when I left and my daughter, I was pregnant with her, my youngest, I had four babies under the age of six. And so I raised my children all by myself, and I didn't have, I mean, I was a single parent, but I fought and I pulled myself up off of welfare. I have an internet company that's very successful. I've done really well, but it's hard because I see all the sacrifice that I made my kids.
Well, but all right, for just a moment, let's look at it not from your point of view of, gee, look what a great mom I was and I did all this stuff for my kid. Let's look at it from your youngest kid's point of view. My mom is the martyr. I can't, you know, she did all this stuff. I'm probably not going to be able to do it. And, you know, she wants me to go to Stanford. And, you know, I don't know that I can go to, you know. Maybe this is exactly what your kid needs for her, is to find, in the same way that you had to find your own way, maybe she has to find her own way. And her and your parents are just the mechanism that allows her to do that. I mean, she's not, as long as she isn't, seriously doing drugs, which it sounds highly unlikely given your parents. She's not pregnant, also highly unlikely given your parents.
Yeah.
So what's the problem? She's not going directly to Stanford. She'll presumably get her high school diploma, and then she'll figure out what she wants to do and how she wants to do it. In the same way, look, if you take the value judgment out of it, that you view yourself as good and your mom is bad, if we take that out, if we just say that your mom really believes that her path is the right path, and what she wants for her child is to be on the right path because, from her point of view, it's the right path. Obviously, you rebelled against that. You said, this isn't the way to love somebody. This isn't the way to be in a marriage. This isn't the way to raise children. But your daughter's really just doing the same thing, that you feel that you know what's best for her, what the path should be. And she's saying, that's not the path I want. Now, the fact that it's similar to your mother's is sort of irritating. But let me put you on hold. We'll go through this a little bit more. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. So, 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking with Heather, who's kind of distraught. Not only, and it sounds, if I had to prioritize, Heather, it sounds like you may be more upset about your daughter's grades plummeting than the fact that your mother feels that she needs to... that she and your daughter need to pray for your soul. But understand, as I said, that there really is a parallelism here. You know, I've told the joke before about the Jules Pfeiffer cartoon where he says, my mom raised me to be obedient. I've raised my daughter to think for herself. My mother raised me to be afraid. I've raised my daughter to be intrepid. My mother raised me to stay, to color within the lines. I've raised my daughter to be creative. Today my job is done. My daughter is 21. She's just like my mother. And I think there is that tendency for generations to kind of to skip and then resemble each other. But I think your daughter's okay. I mean, it may be kind of lonesome right now, but this is also a way for her to get more attention from you than, you know, with four kids. That's a lot, and one parent. That's a lot of, you know, a lot of competition, and she can't do as well as her big brothers. I'm not sure what her, I don't have a clear sense about what her older sister is doing. But for her, I mean, she's figured out a way to be in your thoughts, to drive you slightly nuts. and if you could just sort of for a moment, you know, maybe even be stupid and cheerful about your daughter. And I know it's a lot harder to do around our children than it is around our parents, but there's really nothing terrible going on here. I mean, yeah, I'd rather she was making better grades in school, but this is, I mean, she's, has she actually graduated high school yet or not?
No, this is her senior year, and it's only two classes she's not doing well in, but she also started a job that I didn't think was the wisest thing to do, so I think that could be part of it. But she's senior representative of her class in a class of about 400 students. So she's real popular. She's an achiever. Her principal.
So she's doing okay. She's not going to flunk out.
I think she's doing okay. I guess I wanted to be more a part of helping her and guiding her.
Well, but Heather, maybe that's not her choice. Maybe she needs to feel, look, there's no question in my mind that your mother felt the same way. That, you know, gee, I wish Heather would listen more to me. You know, I know how for her to save her soul and to be a happier person. And you were thinking, you know, I'm running my own life. And so your daughter is very similar in temperament. I mean, the DNA is certainly holding through. That she's just saying, Mom, you know, I want to do it myself. I don't want to, you know, I don't want my life to be a testimony to what a great your mom you are. I want my life to be a great testimony to who I am. And you've given her such an easy way of doing that. So maybe what you need to do is just back off, tell her you love her, and be a little bit curious about who she wants to be and how she wants to accomplish it, as opposed to what you want for her. I remember I was with my mom someplace. I was giving a speech or something, and somebody came up and said to my mother, "You must be so proud of Joy." And my mother's response, and I've never forgotten it, was, "I taught her everything she knows." And I think my mother, you know, I'd like to think she was kidding, but there's a part of me that knows she wasn't. And there was a part of me, and I will admit, it was very petty, and very thought, the hell she did. You know, that everything that my mother was the role model for exactly who I didn't want to be. Now, as sort of slightly farther down the road, I understand that my mom and I are very different creatures. We have some similarities. We have a similar sense of humor. But she needed to feel like she was a good mother. And the best way, the shortest path to that was to look at her daughter, who was sort of being this big deal at this moment. I was giving a speech or something and say, yeah, I did that. And, of course, as a much younger woman, I thought, no, she didn't. I did it. And the truth is probably somewhere more on my side than on her side. But we are somewhat influenced by our parents as young people. But then we become our own person. And if you can understand that you gave your daughter that sense of self-reliance, the sense of finding her own way, the sense of questioning, and take pleasure in that, and then be curious about how she takes those skills and even the genetic material she got from your dreaded ex, and how she takes that and molds that into a life that works for her, it should be a source of interest to you and curiosity rather than frustration. And if you can do that, okay, you're going to have an easier time. Your stomach's not going to hurt as much, and she'll have an easier time. And equally importantly, the two of you will have an easier time relating to one another. Because if it's your way or the highway, she's going to be on the highway a lot.
Sure. So be cheerful and curious.
Yeah, well, curious rather than furious, and stupid and cheerful. Yeah. And, you know, it really does work. And, you know, because the next time you call her, she calls you, she's going to expect a lecture or tears or sadness or, you know, some kind of Spanish Inquisition about your grades. And if you just, hi, honey, how you doing? You know, tell me what's going well in your life, what I can help you with. I mean, she's, first of all, being able to surprise our children has got to be one of the pleasures of being an adult. I mean, we have to be smarter than they are. We've been around longer than they have. And we lose all of that. We forget all that, and we get involved in these petty little things. It's like arguing with a five-year-old about bedtime. It's a waste of time. I mean, if you win, you're a bully. If you lose, you're an idiot. So you don't play that game. So understand that your daughter has, you know, what you're going to be is absolutely fascinated to see the person she becomes. Because to a very large extent, whatever impact you're going to have on her has come and gone. She's 18. I mean, think of who you were at 18.
Mm-hmm.
And so believe that she got most of what she needed, and anything she didn't get, she can pick up along the way if she views it as valuable. And at some point, and it may be a while, the two of you can kind of can come back together and share similarities and differences and be kind of fascinated by one another rather than frustrated by one another. And then, of course, you go into your dotage, and then the frustration starts all over again on her part. But then you get even, so it's all right. But, I mean, I think there's really nothing to worry about here. And the fact that your mother has played this game, but you've played it too. You've allowed it to happen of, you know, who does she love best? And I think that's part of your frustration as well of, how could she pick my mother over me? Well, that was easy because you're the important person and her grandmother is the less important person. And she gets a double, I mean, she gets more than a double dip on this. First of all, she gets to drive you nuts. She gets bribed from grandma. And she gets to be the queen of the hop. She gets to be the most important person in that household. Mm-hmm. That's a lot to resist.
Sure.
So she's resisting it. So don't look. You can't have a tug of war if only one person's tugging on the rope. So put down the rope.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. You are once again brilliant. I just thank you so much. And I think I'm going to patronize all of your advertisers.
Yay! Thank you for that a lot. Yeah, because my advertiser, all right, advertiser, are you hearing that? She's going to go and buy all that stuff. All right, thanks, Heather. I appreciate
it. Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great day. Thank you.
You're welcome, Cookie. Thank you. I mean, is that a smart woman or what? Or not? I mean, that really is true. You know, and let me just say a word about advertisers for a moment. She's absolutely right. I mean, the reason that I can come to you, the reason that I don't charge for podcasts is because my advertisers are there, and basically they come on the program because, and I have this, you know, this really stringent list of criteria because my advertisers I have to make sure. I will tell you a quick story. I actually got an email about 3 weeks ago from somebody at Genesis, who's my new syndicator, and said, we just got a letter from this woman, an email, that says that she bought this product that you advertised 10 years ago, so at least 10 years ago, and they said that they would not increase her premiums, and they just did. Can you help her? And I'm thinking, yikes, I don't even know if the people are still alive, and trying to remember all this. And so I actually sent some emails off to some people I knew, and what do you know? Everybody got back to me. The salesperson, the sales rep got back to me. I got the phone number. The salesman got back to me. They got in touch with her. So, and that's really, I have always said about my advertisers that, you know, that there's, I hold them to a very different standard than some of my colleagues, which is neither here nor there. But I'm selling credibility. I mean, that's what I am, is that you'll listen to me or hopefully call me because you trust me. And I can't have my advertisers any less credible. And so before somebody goes on the program, I talk with them, and when there's a problem, you know, I say, look, folks, you got to handle this. And I always have a number where people can call in if they have a problem with an advertiser. So she's absolutely right. One of the ways of showing loyalty is, listen to the program, tell the program director in your local area, but also patronize the advertisers and tell them why, because that helps them as well as me and you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, now you all know how to use stupid and cheerful, and you also know how to be curious, not furious. And somebody last week was mad at me, and they said, well, you speak in sound bites. And I said, well, you know, yeah, it's kind of what we have to do here. But they're memorable sound bites. It's things that you can easily remember and apply to your life. So I mentioned, before I go any further, not one sentence more. Happy Thanksgiving Day, Canada. And I'm not sure people are going to be listening today because you're probably all eating turkey and mongoose or whatever it is. I assume that. Somebody call up and tell me what you eat on Thanksgiving for in Canada. Probably
it's,
the same
it's
thing.
It's probably mongoose.
You think it's mongoose?
Yeah, mongoose.
Okay, because I know that. So thank you for calling. Oh, Canada. The question is whether or not anybody's going to be listening to the program today, but we don't care. I mean, of course we care, and of course we want you listening. But even if you're not listening, happy Thanksgiving. Much to be thankful for. So there we go. I would assume since the flora and fauna is similar to, like, New England, right? And that's where Canada, or that's where Thanksgiving started here, was in, you know, the original 13 states. So probably wild turkey, pork, I don't know. Turkey is really what people eat. But
cranberry
sauce.
Did they have to have Thanksgiving earlier than us because it's further north and it's colder?
Good question. I don't know. It usually celebrates the end of the harvest, and it was the coming together of the Native Americans who actually put the feast on for the settlers so they wouldn't starve. And it was a traditional end of the season, you know, before the winter, bringing the crops in and butchering the hogs and things of that sort. It's a very good question, but presumably their Thanksgiving, well, maybe for the same reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll tell you one of my revelations. I went to Nova Scotia, to Halifax and St. John, and it's one of my favorite trips. I've been there like five or six times because there is a cruise ship that goes out of New York, so you can just go down to the pier, and it's not very expensive, and it's like 5 nights and 4 days or whatever, and like it's like $400 or something. And I've taken my mother and my sister, and it's just the perfect for people who are not sure if they like cruising, because it's very calm and it's very pretty. And Halifax is lovely, but there's not much to do. But you go to, there's a fort, big old fort on top of the hill. And you go in, and there's this film, because Nova Scotia has been, like, where, you know, the TWA flight, and it's been a jumping-off point for the American Revolution. But we were the terrorists, and so when you go and watch this movie, they talk about quelling the rebellion, and we were the rebels, which is this whole different perspective, right? So and Canada didn't really break away from, they're still, you know, part of the Commonwealth, I guess. I mean, so of course Thanksgiving wasn't the revolution. Everybody was still British at the time of the first Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's an interesting question about how ours is the last Thursday in November. Is it the last or the third?
I think it's the last.
I think it's the 21st this year, which would not make it the last one.
Yeah, so it's the third.
It must be the third Thursday in November.
Let's science over here.
Yeah, let's look this up. Well, no, mine doesn't say it's Thursday. No, it is. It's the 27th. So I think it may be. It would be both the last and the third. No, let's see. I could look at my calendar. What fun would that be? Yeah, it is. I don't know. The point is, it's the 27th here, and so it's a month and it's a month and a half earlier.
Oh, when there are five Thursdays, it's on the fourth Thursday, so it's not the last one; it's the fourth. And yeah, it's okay. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yes, thank you, Wikipedia. Yeah, and I didn't even hear you talking.
They're really nice.
Did we ask? Yeah, we love Wikipedia, especially when they're accurate, which sometimes they are. But 6 weeks earlier. I mean, your point may be well taken, although. Parts of Canada aren't that much farther north than, like, Boston.
Yeah, exactly. That's
so I don't know.
Confused.
Someone from Canada can maybe call up and tell us why.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Hmm. At any rate, happy Thanksgiving, Canada. That was number one. Number two, West Point. Pretty interesting. Have you ever been to West Point?
No.
I think this was my third trip up there, which is pretty cool. I think West Point was, we know it's the home of the Army cadets, right?
Yeah.
Is that in New York? Upstate New York, absolutely is, okay. Yeah. And it's beautiful. I mean, I just don't know why they call it West Point. called The Point. But Google it, it says Rice rolls over Army 41-21 at West Point. That's worth hanging on to for a while.
Yeah.
We don't very often. Does it say it's a four-year co-educational Federal Service Academy? I just want to know why they call it West Point. National Landmark. I think it was 1802 or something.
When it was founded?
I was just trying to find. Mm. Yeah, it's old.
I mean,
it's obviously the oldest.
The school was founded before, because isn't that in a town called West Point?
Possibly, but still, why would you call it West Point? What does that mean? We don't know.
Really small population.
It is a small population.
And not having gotten very far.
Well, see,
west.
They said Continental Army occupied West Point in 1778, and that's what I had said. I said Revolutionary War, and they said, no, it wasn't until 1800. But I was actually right. Cadets underwent training in artillery and at the garrisons in 1794. 1802. Congress authorized establishment. The Academy graduated Joseph Garner Swift, its first official graduate, 1802. But it doesn't say why it was called West Point. Why even the town was called West Point.
Hmm.
Of course, I guess why you call something is never clear. All right, so there we go. So very, very pretty, very rainy, kind of cold. But right, as I said, Rice joins conferences, and then we get beat, and so then we go down to another conference. Apparently, this wasn't a conference game, but it was really fun. And my big piece of information to share with you guys is that I had a toilet seat break over the weekend, and it turns out you cannot spackle it back together, in case you were interested in knowing that. No, I thought it was going to work. I had some wood cement, but it's actually not wood. The toilet seats are really not made of wood. But and the cement was turned out to have been all dried up, so that didn't work at all. But in case you were curious about whether you could spackle a toilet seat back together, the answer is no. And it turns out to be a lot messier than you think it's going to be. But I just thought I'd share that with all of you. So now you know. Never let it be said that we don't have practical information. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.